Our mission is to help women realize their potential. So the services that we offer are designed to help eliminate the barriers that women face to reaching their potential. So there's support groups, there's counseling, there's job assistance, there's workshops, all kinds of different things that we do.
They even have a clothing closet full of professional clothes, shoes, and accessories where women who need clothes for work can come shop for a couple free outfits. Allwood says their focus is on being a homey, welcoming environment.
We offer for anyone a safe space, a place to go when there may not be anywhere else to go. And you'll have someone here to listen. You'll have someone who's non-judgmental. You'll be believed. We'll trust you. And we'll listen to whatever it is that you need to tell us. And on top of that, we have really good coffee and really good chocolate. So, I mean, it's a very serious topic, I don't mean to make light of it at all with that, but it's amazing to me. And the cats, you know, that's that whole experience where you come in and you're traumatized and terrified and don't know what to do. And the first thing we do is take care of those basic needs. Mm-hmm. Please come sit. Would you like something warm to drink? If the cat feels like you need him, he will come and sit with you. And so we try to break down those barriers that a lot of women already put on themselves to talking about this by just our environment.
It's comfort,
exactly.
Is that something you've seen in your experience, women who have not been believed?
Yes. It's one of the worst things that you can do to a person is deny their existence and their truth and what happened to them. Especially if you're in a position to do something about it, or you're a position of authority, or you're in a position for a child. As an adult, your role is to take care of them. Your role is to nurture and listen and protect them.
Allwood turns to the recent example of the 250-plus survivors of Larry Nassar.
These girls didn't have that for a lot of the time because of all the things that go on with grooming, with people who do this sort of heinous stuff to people. There's lots of ways that the parents become victims as well as their children. But I think there needs to be a community healing for our entire community, because those girls went through an incredible situation, and the community hearing about it, and the MSU community, as well as the Lansing, East Lansing community, we're all suffering right now. We're all suffering.
Is there anything that you think the community maybe doesn't know about you or misunderstands about your organization?
One of the misconceptions that we constantly struggle against is that we only serve women who are in lower socioeconomic level, and we serve everyone.
Well, that is a really good point to bring up, because I think there might be women who find out about you or hear an interview with you and think, mm-hmm. Well, I'm not, you know, I have a job. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take any resources away from someone who doesn't. So what would you say to those women?
I would say live your best life. Everyone deserves the opportunity to achieve their potential. We're here for you. Come on in. And we serve everyone. We serve men. We serve boys. There are other organizations that are better positioned to do that, but we offer couples and marriage and family therapy, and we do have a lot of families that we serve right now. So it's not just a women's center, it's a community center. We also don't take insurance, so you don't pay for services if you can't afford to. We have a sliding fee scale that starts at $1, and we never turn anyone away based on inability to pay. Never.
Allwood recounts the story of one woman the Women's Center was able to help in a number of ways.
We have a client, she's wonderful, and she moved here from another place fleeing a very serious domestic violence relationship. Serious. She had a little girl at the time who I think was 3 or 4. Just an amazing little kid. Resilient as ever. And mom, they had nothing. They had what was in their car. They came to Lansing. Someone told them to come here. We have helped her through countless jobs while she was getting back on her feet. She finally finished her nursing degree. through Lansing Community College and graduated with honors. And she came back in a few weeks ago, and they just bought their first house. She was over the moon. Over the moon.
That was Cindy Allwood, the executive director of the Women's Center of Greater Lansing. To find out more about the services they offer, visit WKAR.org and click on the blue WKAR Connects box on the right side of the page. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.